Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Míle buchas lán fúisín, Neil, as you've just heard in the bulletin, in the last few minutes, the Minister for Foreign Affairs has announced an independent review into dignity and equality issues in the Defence Forces. This follows allegations of abuse, harassment and discrimination within the Defence Forces made by the Women of Honour in an RTE documentary last September. Retired Army Sergeant Karina Malloy joins me now, fresh from her meeting with Minister Simon Coveney. Karina Malloy, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Thank you very much for having me again.
You're very welcome back. And I want to get to the substance of what was discussed, but can you clear something up for me quickly? There are reports that you walked out of the meeting this afternoon. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We felt that we were beating our head against a brick wall, that the minister wasn't listening to us. He felt that he had listened to us, but we had a difference of opinion in his ability to listen. And because he was sticking with the actual review process and not what we are looking for. We are looking for an inquiry, a commission of inquiry process.
So you wanted...
So we felt we needed to walk out. Now we're still, we can still approach us, but we felt that at that moment in time we just had to leave because he wasn't offering to budge.
How long did the meeting last, Karina?
It lasted an hour. I mean, we didn't walk out straight away after 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We had good conversations. Yes, it lasted over an hour.
What is the difference for people who are listening? Because the allegations are very, very serious. The allegations of abuse, as I say, and harassment and discrimination within the Defence Forces. And
yes.
Here is the Minister this evening announcing an independent review. You want a commission of inquiry. What's the difference?
Yes, the main difference is the ability to investigate what happened. His review, we eventually got to the final terms of reference. When we walked in, he asked, you've read the terms of reference. And we said, no, we didn't get the terms of reference. And he apologised and sent someone out to get them. And they were finalised. In the terms of reference, all it says, each point starts with two, is to undertake, to assess the effectiveness, to review the performance, to invite views and experiences, to test the effectiveness, to review the effectiveness of the investigation process. I mean, why are you wasting time to review the effectiveness of the investigation process when it's been ongoing for the last 20, 30 years? That is obvious from anyone looking from the outside in that the process is not effective.
So how would a commission of inquiry then be different to undertaking a review or assessing or...
Yes.
Testing.
Well, the difference is that the Commission of Inquiry will have statutory powers to compel witnesses and to compel documents to prove what is going on behind the scenes, to investigate exactly what is going wrong with the investigation and how they are dealt with. Because the problem is, once you complain, it's delay. Been brought in, well, could you not be the better person and drop this, think of the other person's career, how about, is it really that, was it really that important what happened to you? I mean, it is important what happens to people in the Defence Forces. You're talking about criminal offences, you're talking about serious discrimination on promotion prospects, courses that you must get on, and if you have complained about something else, you may not get on that course.
Mm-hmm.
So
what's to be investigated?
We need statutory power.
Okay, so what's to be investigated is quite serious, and you say a commission of inquiry is needed. How and ever, the minister has confirmed that he's appointed Judge Brona O'Hanlon, who's a retired judge now at this stage, as chair of the group, Ms. Jane Williams of SIA Partners, and Mr. Mark Connaughton, who's a senior counsel, to undertake the independent review. And
yes,
by any objective standard, that is a heavyweight panel.
It certainly is, but they still have not been given statutory powers. They've agreed to do this review, but they're not... they didn't ask for, to give, be given statutory powers. What the minister is proposing with us is for us to go along and support this independent review that will take approximately 6 to 9 months. And then if and when the judge, after completing the review, after 9 months, if she feels that it needs to go further, then she will recommend that there be statutory powers put in place to further investigate. So what we are asking, why are you wasting 9 months to do this when you can start straight away? Why waste yet another white paper,
and did
yet
you
another
ask,
review?
Did you make that point to the minister this evening?
Yes, we've made it to him each time we met.
And what is your recollection of his answer? What did he say to you?
His answer is that he has a duty of care to his employees, that all the other stakeholders are on board and they want the review to go ahead immediately because they want to feel protected. Now, and our answer to that is you can still protect your employees even without a review. The placement for protection should already be there, and they have enhanced that process since our documentary. So we are saying, why are you wasting time for a review to review this, to review that, yet again, another review? Oh my God, let's just...
So I do sense, Karina, the frustration in your voice. Can I just get one thing clear? When you asked Minister Simon Coveney, why waste time? Why not just move on with setting up a commission of inquiry? You're quite clear that he said, I have a duty to protect my employees. Is that right?
Yes, he said he has a duty of care and the other stakeholders want this review to start immediately.
A spokesperson for the minister has been in touch with the programme. They're obviously listening to your interview, Karina, to
yes.
say that the minister today met with many other groups aside from the Women of Honour, and all the other groups, including, they say, serving members, representative bodies for serving members, PD4 and RACO, and all other groups, they're saying we're happy with how the process is progressing.
But that's fine. They can be happy. Let them be happy with that, but we're not. Because we think it's going to do... do damage and not protect him in the long run, that is going to be yet again another whitewash, another white paper. Because at the end of the day, they have no statutory powers, the ability to compel people, mm-hmm. and no accountability. And at the end of the day, no one is going to get prosecuted, no one is going to be investigated.
But can in fairness to the minister as well, he didn't rule out a commission of inquiry, is my understanding. Is that correct?
That is correct. He said that if the recommendations at the end of the review, for every length of time that will take between 6 and 9 months, that if the recommendation is made by the judge, then he will consider and go ahead with that, with her recommendation.
Okay. Before I let you go, Karina, if it is to go ahead as an independent review, is this something you'd cooperate with in the meantime?
We're not cooperating, but we think that it would be a flawed process. So we're still going to push for a statutory powers of an investigation of a review to be given.
Okay.
Statutory powers.
Okay.
That's our stance on that.
I know you're literally out of the meeting, so I really appreciate you taking the call. Retired Army Sergeant Karina Malloy, one of the Women of Honour. Thank you very much indeed for joining us in the programme.
Thank you. Bye.